car insurance tools to guide customers from quote to claim. Esurance.com. This is NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford's financial analysis is made possible in part by Flat Five Productions, presenting the uplifting South African a cappella group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, January 26th at Carpenter Theater. Tickets available at the box office or etix.com. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of business and financial news. Hi, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you feeling?
Just fine. And you?
I'm good.
Well, the jobs report for December came out this past Friday, and it was, well, frankly, disappointing. The unemployment rate went down. However, far fewer jobs were created than had been expected.
Yeah, I think you're right, Wayne. The first full week of 2014 is now in the books, and you know, Congress is back in Washington. Everyone's excited about football playoffs. College students entered their long break recently. It's typical mid-January stuff, but you're right. The jobs report, I would say, surprised a lot of people on Friday because it was so far below. The 74,000 was so far below the anticipated number of nearly 200,000. As you mentioned, the unemployment rate did drop from 7 to 6.7, but you know, the big concern is part of that's because people keep dropping out of looking for work. A bit of perspective is in order here. The three-month rolling averages on jobs is still above $200,000, and the November 2013 report was revised upward. So it's possible, Wayne, that this month was skewed badly by heavy winter weather. Time will tell on that. Traders are going to quickly turn their attention to industrial production numbers, retail sales numbers, and the latest quarterly earnings estimates coming this week, all of which we'll cover here shortly. Anyway, you slice it, though, Wayne. Last week, stocks were down, but bonds and gold were up. Yes? Just when every paper and website worth its weight had proved that bonds would go down forever and maybe kaput, the tide turns. When the 10-year U.S. government bond recently hit 3%, that became too tempting for traders who bought it. The key takeaway here is that a lot of investors started coming off the sidelines in the last few months and piling into stocks. Mm-hmm. The question is, will the trend reverse itself?
Yeah. Well, last year was a great year for stocks. Mm-hmm. People, small investors with 401ks and the like, who stuck with stocks during the recession are now glad they did, I guess, right? But about a year ago, you were talking about the Teflon effect. There was some kind of worrisome news, but it didn't seem to affect the stock market. It got off to a roaring start about a year ago. You called it the Teflon effect. The bad news just didn't stick.
That's right. It has been a flat start to the year, and you're right. Major averages are flat to down a couple of percentage points. And economists are predicting that 2014 will now see more ups and downs than 2013 did, with a few small exceptions. 2013 saw markets pretty much go straight up. You're right. Remember that Teflon effect, the old Teflon cookware, how nothing stuck to it. Well, right. Stock analysts believe this year that that positive effect may wear off somewhat. So, you know, what could stick to the market? Certainly earnings could. Certainly higher interest rates could. Certainly, you know, global conflict would. But no one seriously doubts that the Federal Reserve is going to accelerate their pullback from stimulus, which would drive interest rates up further. But the question, Wayne, now is more about will the economy continue to expand? Remember, the U.S. market is long overdue for a correction of 10% or more, which usually occurs once a year. It's been about 18 months since we've had such a pullback. Investors tend to get spoiled because when the inertia moves in one direction for long enough, they feel it will always go that way. Kind of like a football game where one team scores 30 points in a row and then the other team scores once. It doesn't mean you're going to lose the overall game, but it does mean you need to be smart about what players you have on the field and what resources you have to play the game.
We're going to get a report, I believe, tomorrow on the retail shopping season during the holidays. And it looks like sales were up, but profits may be down. What happened?
Well, I think you're exactly right. Sales will generally be at or above expected levels, especially from online sources, but profit is off more than expected. We heard from Abercrombie & Fitch, Sears, and even the parent companies of Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works all guided analysts to lower their earnings outlook. The good news, in the form of aggressive Christmas discounting and free shipping deals, that was good for consumers pocketbook, but it led to bad for retailers' bottom lines. Especially lower-end retailers were hit harder. On the higher end, Macy's guided analysts to expect their better things for 2014. Retail sales, a number, will also coincide with the beginning of the earnings reporting season. Looks like people are expecting earnings to be up about 7.5% year over year, but the real number to watch is revenue, which I call real demand or organic sales.
Mm-hmm. There are some new mortgage rules taking effect. Tell us about them.
Yeah, just today, new rules for the home mortgage industry. Wayne, you may know about what's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Right.
It's a relatively new agency taking a back-to-basics approach to help clean up some of the problems of the last several years. So here's what you need to know. Home loans will now be known as qualified mortgages and will have some unique features. They must not be interest only. They must not be longer than 30 years, must not have a balloon payment at the end, and must have closing costs not exceeding 3%. And lenders must make a good faith effort to verify that you can repay the loan with income and assets. No more liar's loans where people got approved for more than they could afford. Okay, so what does it all mean? Consumer groups are happy. Realtor groups seem to like it. Mortgage bankers are cautious because they feel it means that low to middle income consumers will find it harder to get a loan. You know, those people who are on the edge of qualifying already. Remember, the mortgage business is in quite a funk right now since the refi boom is kind of over due to last summer's big jump in rates, and new mortgage applications are at a 13-year low right now. The new qualified mortgages set a limit on how much debt to income you can have, which is a good thing. This Consumer Protection Bureau does believe that 90% of current loans would get approved under the new loans, so that should be a good thing. The bottom line here, Wayne, is that sometimes new rules can have adverse, unintended effects, so it will take some time to see if the new mortgage rules bear out as people expect.
Thanks, Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. In and around Charleston, West